Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, quite a day yesterday in one of the most dramatic congressional hearings in recent years. Michael Cohen, once among President Trump's most trusted aides and lawyers, pointed the finger at his former boss, accusing him of criminal behavior, dishonesty, and racism in the House yesterday in an hours-long testimony that we aired live here on WAMC. And the president has reacted to that testimony, calling it, quote, shameful, and accusing Cohen of lying a lot, but not when he said he wasn't sure about collusion with Russia.
Well, look, David, this president is a known liar. He has lied so many times that the Washington Post has kept a running tab on his lies, and they've reached into the thousands. The irony, of course, and the hypocrisy of accusing anybody else of lying is beyond belief. It is clear, as we watched the testimony or listened to it yesterday on WAMC, you knew they had a lot to fear because the Republicans on the committee had decided to try to destroy Cohen, which is a tough thing. After all, this president employed Cohen for over 10 years, and obviously he was his fixer and his lawyer. And we know that he did pay off Stormy Daniels and the Playboy model McDougal. But why is the question? You know, that's where the concept of criminality becomes very hard to define because, you know, it's one thing to say he paid him off, and we know that. We have the signed checks. It's all there. What we don't know, to the satisfaction, I suspect, of a court of law, and I hate to say this, is whether or not it is provable that he did it in order to influence the campaign, which would have been a campaign violation. I personally don't think they have enough yet to do an impeachment and to convince the Republican senators, who you heard yesterday, they were not in the hearing because that was a House hearing, but you heard them and you heard the others basically being incredibly angry towards Cohen, of all things, and not towards the man who holds their political lives in their hands. Now, this morning on comes the president and calls him a liar. It's unbelievable. Obviously, it's all adding up, and this certainly wasn't a good day for the President of the United States. Now, what's interesting is the president, who walks away from his Vietnam debacle without anything to show for it, wheels up in the plane, canceling the lunch, canceling the lunch. That's fascinating to me because he's now trying to blame that on Cohen. He says, how dare that committee have Cohen on, you know, while I was here protecting, you know, the foreign policy of the United States. Well, Mr. President, you're the one who is the shame here. And it is unbelievable that he would try to salvage his failed policy of not having set up this with the regular way of doing things, which is you have your Secretary of State go over, you have other people go over, you set it up, you have your agreement, the principals come in and they sign it. Nothing like that. He decided he could do it and only he could do it. And that is why it has been a miserable failure once again.
The division between Republicans and Democrats has gotten to such a point that you saw in the hearing where there was a sign displayed behind one of the Republicans that said, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it was so clear that the Republicans on the House Oversight Committee had gotten together and they had divvied it up and that each of them were going to do everything possible to discredit Cohen. How dare you have a known liar? What? The known liar who was lying for his president and made that clear and apologized for that, and a president who is the known liar. Are you kidding?
There was also Cohen saying that he had to make threats to all sorts of people, including colleges, not to release the grades of President Trump.
Yeah, well, look, there is a law that says they can't do it anyway. So the fact that he was instructed to do it shows a certain amount of paranoia. The one thing that I thought came out of this hearing and others is that the president did not expect to win. He thought that this was a great branding opportunity for himself and his organization, but he didn't think he was going to win. And guess what? He really didn't win. He didn't get the most votes. He won according to the rules, but he didn't get the most votes. And his assessment was correct. Hillary Clinton only lost because she didn't do what she needed to do to get a couple of states where it would have made all of the difference. We know that now. So the president says, if I'm not going to win, I may as well use this as a branding opportunity.
The Republicans were also accused by some Democrats after bringing out a close friend of and an aide to President Trump and Michael Cohen, an African-American woman,
Lynn Patton, a HUD appointee,
who they say proved, and some of her comments proved that president couldn't be racist. Democrats lashed back, saying that the Republicans were using this black woman as a prop.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. Hey, you know, we all know that Trump has problems. Many people have called him a racist. But at any one of the rallies, you can just bet on the fact that there will be somebody of color standing behind him. That's de rigueur for the Trump ongoing campaign. Yes, there's no question in my mind that the woman was a prop. I think the Democrats were correct to raise it, but we know from the Cohen testimony that he said terrible, the president said terrible racist things, and said also that people of color were not going to vote for him. So if they're not going to vote for him, he obviously doesn't care.
Cohen also said the president behaved, quote, much like a mobster would do. There's a story today in the English press that is quoting an heir to the Gambino crime family warning Cohen that he's likely to be, quote, whacked in prison because crime family members don't like rats either.
You know, I don't know about that, David. Obviously, that's an article. But Cohen himself did say there were many things that the president could do to him. And we know that the earlier testimony was canceled because of perceived threats by Cohen and others to his and his family's well-being.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.